Thank you. Didn't expect to give this short talk, but you're going to get it. And as usual for me, it's right from the heart and straight up. First of all, I want to thank Mary Kane, and I want to thank the Kane family. We love you. We always will. I'll get to you guys in a second. You know, the group on this stage, police officers, a few Democrats, Nikki, are just terrific. They're just great friends. And the Princeton boys are here, as usual. The teammates, the classmates, as they always come in. Tigers, go Tigers. Go Cougars, go Tigers. I don't know what I can say to describe Kendall Ehrlich other than she's the highest rated radio talk show host in Baltimore. Maybe she'll let me back on the show. Who knows? I don't know. She claims the ratings have improved since I left the show. In the annals of wives, everybody loves their wife. Everybody thinks they got the best wife. I married the right girl, Kendall Ehrlich. Trust me. She loves politics, college football, and golf. You know, come on. Drew Ehrlich, my Cougar linebacker, is here tonight as well. Josh is sleeping, I hope. He's an Ehrlich. He's probably not sleeping, actually. You know, a lot of you have commented about the campaign, the negative ads, and some of the silly stuff we saw, ludicrous charges. Just know, that's politics, and that's the nature of politics. We congratulate Governor O'Malley tonight, and now we do. We do. That's the name. That is the... We are competitors, and competitors fight. And believe me, I was born to fight. I was raised to fight. I was raised to compete. But tonight is at an end, and we wish him well, and the state well. This is our state, and we wish him well, and we congratulate him. That's an applause line, absolutely, please. I don't know what to say to you. This is closes a chapter in our life, and that chapter began in 1986 with a 93-vote victory, Maryland House of Delegates District 10 with Wade Cachanel and Sauerbrunn. And that was a long time ago. And over those years, we have gathered friends, and some of you heard my speech, and Kendall's heard a million times. Not new best friends, not rental friends, not title friends, not the friends who just see you when you're in public office. Kendall and I remark a lot about how lucky we are in life to have real friends who have been with us, who have competed with us, who care about us, who love us, who give us energy, and don't care what our title is, whether we live in that mansion or not. And a lot of those folks are here tonight. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you very much. Thank you. My dad the other night said, look, you know, want to win, expect to win, but if we lose, it's a pretty good ride for a little kid from the Kendall apartments on Maiden Choice Lane. And that was a small apartment, trust me. And my dad was right. And that ride, state legislature, Congress, and governor, was with you, with all of you, and so many people not here tonight. There are no words to describe how we feel about you, the energy, the bumper stickers, the signs, everything that you've given us over the past 24 years, including prior to Kendall. She refers to those as the dark years.